Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Today's gonna be all about something that probably haunts most of us at some point, time management. Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? Like you're chasing your tail, constantly scrambling to keep up? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where we're constantly bombarded with demands, work, family, social media, emails. It's overwhelming, right? But what if I told you that there's an ancient philosophy that can actually help us take control of our time and find some much-needed peace amidst the chaos? It's called Stoicism, and it's not about becoming a grumpy hermit living on a mountaintop. It's about cultivating inner strength and resilience, making choices that align with our values, and focusing on what truly matters. And guess what? Stoic principles can be your secret weapon for mastering time management. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help you reclaim your precious time. First up, focus on what's within your control. We can get so bogged down worrying about things outside our influence, weather, traffic, other people's decisions. But as the Stoics say, we can only truly control ourselves and our actions. So, instead of stressing over things beyond your reach, channel that energy into what you can influence. Your priorities, your schedule, your attitude. Next, practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your day is just a blur of autopilot? Stoicism encourages us to be present in each moment, fully engaged with whatever we're doing. This might sound simple, but it can make a huge difference. When you are truly present, you're less likely to get sidetracked by distractions or spend time on things that don't serve your goals. Thirdly, set clear intentions. Before you even start your day, take a few minutes to define what you want to achieve. What are your top priorities? What tasks will move you closer to your goals? Having a clear roadmap helps you stay focused and avoid wasting time on unnecessary activities. Think of it like setting your GPS so you know where you want to go, so you can avoid getting lost. Now, learn to say no. This one's tough, I know. But as the Stoics remind us, our time is a precious resource. Saying yes to everything often leads to burnout and resentment. So, be selective about what you commit to. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or values. Finally, practice gratitude. Sounds cheesy, right? But seriously, taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life can actually improve your time management skills. When you're grateful for what you have, you're less likely to be consumed by anxieties and worries about things you lack. This allows you to focus on enjoying the present moment and making the most of your time. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're constantly getting bogged down in emails. You feel overwhelmed, checking them every 5 minutes, unable to focus on anything else. That's where Stoic principles can help. First, recognize that you can't control other people's emails. All you can control is how you respond to them. Set specific times for checking and responding to emails, just like you would schedule any other important appointment. Then, focus on the most urgent tasks first. Learn to say no to non-essential requests and delegate whenever possible. And finally, remember that email isn't the only way to communicate. Phone calls or face-to-face meetings can often be more efficient and effective. So, remember, time management isn't about being busy all the time. It's about making conscious choices to spend your time on things that truly matter. By incorporating these Stoic principles into your daily life, you can regain control of your schedule, reduce stress, and create space for the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. What's one small step you can take today to apply a Stoic principle to your time management? Maybe it's scheduling dedicated no email time or practicing mindfulness during a daily walk. Whatever it is, commit to making it happen. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.